Blog Talk Radio.
Run to Old Navy to celebrate summer style your way. Now through Tuesday, rush in for $2 tanks for women and girls, $4 tees for the whole family, $6 graphic tees, and $8 shorts. Ready to dive in? All swimwear is 50% off. Stay big on the best summer styles for just $2, $4, $6, and $8. Now through Tuesday. Plus, this Friday only, women's dresses are just $10. Run to Old Navy. Valid 622 to 628. Dresses valid 624. Select styles. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Jack from Jack in the Box. Today I'm in my tasting kitchen letting Jeremy try my new portobello mushroom buttery jack. You know my buttery jack burgers.
Love them.
Then you'll be happy I'm making a new one.
Why? They were perfect. With the melted garlic herb butter?
The new one has that too, plus grilled onions and portobello mushrooms.
Oh, those are those fancy mushrooms, huh?
Try it.
Oh, dang it, Jack.
What?
I guess I'm a fancy mushroom guy.
Welcome to the club.
Try the new portobello mushroom buttery jack with melted garlic herb butter. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Horoscope Detectives. This is your host, Issachar Bay, and I'm glad that you guys are tuning in today for a live show. We have a great, great show in store for you today. We have a very special guest, somebody who I respect immensely, great contributor and asset to the astrological community. She is, if you're involved in astrology or have been in astrology for some time, this is somebody that you definitely will want to know or definitely get familiar with. She's been doing it for a long time, been in the community, has a lot of great achievements, a lot of knowledge and wisdom, very, very, very good at what she does. I'm actually glad to have her on the show to steal her for an hour so that we can talk to her and find out many different things that are going on. I'm going to bring her on and allow her to introduce herself and tell us about who she is. But if you're actually contemplating getting involved in astrology or you want to find a place or find someone that you can really connect with, Madeline Hillis-Deneen is the person you want to get connected with. She's going to be our special guest today. Member of NCGR. She's also a part of Astrolab. We had Gary Christian on a couple months ago, and he talked about Nova Chart Wheels, and he talked about all the different things that are going on, and we talked about Uranian astrology, and she's definitely connected with him. So we're definitely glad to have her on. And it's always an honor and a privilege to have somebody of great notoriety, somebody who's I call like a pioneer, who has opened the path for people like me to come up and really learn and really go through the ranks. So we're honored to have her on. Hello, Madeline. How you doing?
Oh, gosh. I'm doing really, really well. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction. I just hope I can live up to everything you said. But it's really an honor for me to be invited, and I just want to, you know, thank you very much today. And I think you gave a pretty good introduction, but I was the chair of NCGR and involved in NCGR for a long, long time. I'm kind of retired right now, but I am still a member of the advisory board, so if they want to know something that happened a long time ago, they call me. This whole thing is making me feel old. I did get involved in astrology in 1979, March 3rd to be exact. I had a reading with Gary Christian, who you mentioned, and I thought, wow, you know, this is really interesting stuff. I was so amazed. And I asked to study with him, and the rest, as they say, is history.
I was just, while we have you on the air, let me just put this out now. We could talk about this. Those of you that are in the Las Vegas area, Madeline will be doing a workshop this Saturday, October the 4th, from 9 to 1 at Arizona Charlie's Boulder RV Park. Definitely, if you want to be there, I would definitely advise you to join. All of us are going to be there. It's from 9 to 1. The cost is $25 for members of NCGR, $30 for non-members. And the workshop is going to be on astrophotography, something that I'm going to be talking to her right now about. That is one of my favorite subjects in astrology as well. She's going to explain a little bit about what astrophotography is, so those of you that don't know what it is about. But I would definitely behoove you to be at this workshop. It's a great, great workshop. Madeline is a great person. I've had a consultation with her personally myself. I have at least over 6 or 7 audio lectures that she's done over the years. And so she's somebody of vast, vast knowledge that knows a lot, and we're definitely honored to have her here in Las Vegas. So once again, those of you who are in the Las Vegas area, please join us this Saturday, October the 4th, 2004, from 9 to 1 at Arizona Charlie's Boulder RV Park. And that's 4445 Boulder Highway, 89121 area code. So once again, just, you know, if you can, please be there. You won't be disappointed. Madeline, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, you know, you started out, you know, with the reading from Gary Christian. Let us know about how did you get involved with Astrolabe, and tell us a little bit about Astrolabe, what it is, what do you do, and then let's get into a little bit about Nova Chart Wheels and all these other different great softwares that you guys are deal with.
Okay, well, so while I met Gary and I started studying with him, and this kind of actually relates right to Nova Chart Wheels because, like I said, it was 1979, and he moved up to Cape Cod at the end of 1979 to be one of the founders of Astrolabe. Astrolabe is a software company. We both publish our own, other people's software, but we develop our own software as well. And I was one of the pioneers in astrological software development. Rob Hand, another famous astrologer, was one of the founding partners, a man by the name of Arthur Blackwell, who his background was Western sidereal. But a lot of his techniques are, you know, being used today in Nova Chart Wheels. He passed away in 1993, I think it was. Patricia White, who is still with the company and is an editor and was a copy editor and an advertising marketing sort of person. So anyway, they all began this company, and Gary went up there. But I remember back in his living room, actually I think it was the kitchen, and we were talking about the dials. And at that time we used a movable dial that you would fasten to a manila file folder. And on one side you do your 360 chart, draw it out by hand, 360-degree dial. And then on the other side we would do the 90. And he talked about, one day we're going to have this all on a computer. Well, the graphics and everything that was needed, you know, really didn't come together, you know, for at least another 15, 20 years or so in the history of our company, Astrolabe. But you know, so, but now we have that in Nova Chart Wheels. We have these absolutely precise, you know, movable dials that give us a great deal of accuracy and precision in our forecasting tools. I got involved in 1994. My life changed considerably the year before. And so I was able to leave New Jersey, which is where I had met Gary, and I was offered a job up at Astrolabe. So I've been there. I celebrated 20 years back in August, and pretty much have been there the whole time that we've been publishing Solar Fire and for the development of finally the, you know, the knockdown, drag-out style program that allows us to do our symmetrical or Uranian astrology work, you know, very, very easily.
Also, with Astrolab, I know that you guys do solar fire. You have no chart wheels. And for those that are listening, Nova Chart Wheels is, I don't have it personally, but I've heard that it's a software that you can definitely use. I'm a Uranian astrologer, just like Madeline. So working with the dial, working with formulas, you know, A plus B minus C equals D, working with planetary pictures, this software is definitely something that you know, will definitely be an asset to astrologers. As far as using formulas, being able to move the formulas around the dial, have you know, and be able to use the dial. So, could you tell them how can they go to the website and purchase any of the softwares?
Oh, sure. Our website is www.alabe.com. And it's kind of short for Astrolabe, but so it's just ALABoy.com. We also have a free chart there, Chart of the Moment, so and a free app called Celeste, which you can get in the iTunes store for your iPhone, or a beta version. So it's not in the Google Play Store, but an Android beta version. We also have some other nifty free things there. And then, of course, the ability to buy, you know, any of our software products or chart reports. One of the nifty free things that we have is, and you kind of have to, it's nested, it's not you know, it's not apparent, but it's under more free stuff on the main page, and is kind of an applying transits sort of thing for your natal chart, you know, so which is a little different from some of the other free things that are out there. So It's a nice little website. We get a lot of visitors to it. And, yeah, you can purchase there and see what we have. And, of course, anybody can call and ask for information over the telephone. Our phone number is 1-800-843-6682, which is 1-800-THE-NOVA, N-O-V-A.
As I stated earlier, Madeline is going to be with us this weekend in Las Vegas for a workshop on astrophotography. So our listeners and some of them that don't know what that is, could you explain a little bit about what astrophotography is and what your lecture would be about?
Sure. Astrophotography is a system that was actually invented by a man named Brigadier Firebrace, but it was popularized in this country by Jim Lewis, and it was an early technique that, the computer made very easy and made it a lot more accessible. And what it does is it takes the planets at your date and time of birth. And we all understand a little bit about planets on angles. For instance, when the sun rises, we can see it on the eastern horizon of the chart. Well, through the course of the day, all of the planets will rise. Or let's say using the sun again as an example. When the sun is rising in New York, for instance, it would be, you know, on the midheaven or top of the sky in London. And then it might be setting somewhere in the Mideast and what we call anti-culminating in Tokyo, for instance. And so what astrocartography does is it draws the lines of where the sun is rising or setting or culminating or anti-culminating, as well as all of the other planets on those four angles, on a map. So you can visually see where all those positions are at your given moment of birth. And the theory is that there's if you go to one of those places where the planets are angular, that you would then express the potential of that planet in those places. And there are some other techniques. What I'll be talking about is, is explaining that a little bit more thoroughly, as well as some of the other techniques that we use. For instance, a technique called crossings or parons. And then I also bring in something that Jim Lewis never really did, which is the trans-Neptunian planets. So we go through those, what the meanings of the planets are, on each particular kind of line. And then we look at how to work with it beyond the natal chart and in terms of transits and progressions. And I have a lot of interesting examples. And then I'm working on a talk, also a new astrocartography talk that I'm doing up in Seattle, a lecture, not a workshop, but a lecture on the modern American presidents and their lines in various places. And it's just really amazing how well this stuff works, after 30 something years in this business, you would think that I'd be used to it by now, but I still get excited when I go, oh wow, it blows my mind sometimes, just it's not accurate isn't even the word, but just how the things that people do and the events that happen in the world are reflected by, the planets and their meaning and their aspects. So,
those of you that are listening, we have with us Madeline Hillis-Demee. She is an astrologer. I would even label her a master astrologer. Those of you that are listening and you want to call in and talk to her, the call-in number is 718-664-9735. And if you have a question or a comment, press the number 1. I don't think we're going to be doing any kind of readings today, but she'll be able to answer any questions that you guys have. Madeline, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, because astrocartography is actually one of my favorite subjects. I'm going to say some things, and you'll tell me how I should handle it or how I should be working with it. When I look at astrocartography, one of the things that I do is, of course, I look at the relocated chart. I look at, and what I normally do, this is what I normally do. So let's say, for instance, I know right now that if I move to Minnesota, Jupiter will be conjunct my midheaven. I may look at the astrocartography map on Solarfire and see that my Jupiter line runs down the Midwest. But what I do is I take the chart and I look at the midheaven and the ascendant of the relocated angles on the dial, on the 90-degree dial. So I look at just to see what midpoints fall on the relocated ascendant in the midheaven. But then I was told, or came to my attention too, that I could look at the geodetic angles. And the geodetic angles are also important as well. And so what I've done is put the geodetic angles on the dial and look at those angles and see what midpoints fell on the geodetic angles. I never really looked at the Perrons, but I heard that those are something that everybody uses too now. I really work with the Perrons. But and looking at the relocated angles, looking at the geodetic angles, what is your intake on using those and just looking at them on the dial because of looking at where midpoint fall on those on the angles, relocated wise?
Yeah. Well, I certainly, when I get to the point where I'm going to start recommending places to people, I do the mapping program that I use, you can turn the midpoints on. And so I will, turn the midpoints on, which is essentially what you're doing with the dial, so you're seeing, you're seeing that as well. And, you have to look at the relocated chart as well as, what what the lines are saying when it comes to natal work and working with people. I love the geodetic. I love adding that in. I use the geodetic chart when I don't have a birth time for people. And they want to get some information on the place. But, I love that idea of doing that. I know that those work really, really well. So it's a great thing to do. You get a lot of information. I'm not sure all your listeners know exactly what it is, but... every place on the globe would have its own unique midheaven and ascendant that is assigned to it simply by starting at 0 degrees Aries is equivalent to 0 degrees longitude, which would be the Greenwich Meridian. And then we move east all the way around the globe. So Brooklyn, New York, where we're both from. Were you born there?
Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, me too. So Brooklyn, New York, where we're both from, is around, it would be 74 west, so it would be about 266, which would be equivalent to 26 degrees of Sagittarius. And then each place, so once you determine the midheaven, then we use the latitude to determine the ascendant. So every single place has its own unique midheaven and ascendant. And yeah, I mean, it's a great tool. You can also do it if you don't know how to use a dial. You can do it with a midpoint sort. If you get a program, or you could order a midpoint sort from Astrolabe, and you could get. If you know the midheaven and ascendant of the place, then you can look at the midpoint sort to find out without ever even using the dial what the what your connection to that place is. So that is, and then of course it's also a handy thing, now that I'm thinking about it, just to kind of see, well, where are planets now? I mean, you might not want to move to a place where Pluto is angular, by transit, because those could be hot spots and that kind of thing. But the crossings, you should check out the crossings or the Perrons because they add a lot of information too. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, one of the things that my main thing is I'm definitely thinking about relocating. And so at this workshop, I guess I'm going to be, I'll discuss with you other different techniques and different things I can look at. There's so many different things to look at. What I wanted to know from you is what are some of the things that are definite? We look at the relocation chart. We can use the relocated angles on the dial. We can pull ons. What is the one thing that you know, because so many people have so many different techniques. I even took a look at Dave Cochran's treasure maps and his philosophy on how he deals with relocation. So I wanted to know, in your experience with dealing with people who have relocated and traveled, some of the things that you've seen, what just automatically works all the time? Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no, you know, something that you know foundationally that would always work.
That always works, huh? I don't know what always works. I mean, you know, pretty much, because you have to, you know, it's not enough to say, oh, well, you know, the Jupiter line always works in a good way, because you have to look at the person's Jupiter and how it's integrated into their chart and their life. And then, of course, different people will have different transits and progressions. So, you know, something that always works. I would say astrology just always works. It's just the astrologers that, you know, can screw it up. You know, there is no mistake in the heavens, you know. But I would say, you know, Pluto lines are, you know, pretty telling. You know, that's one line that will usually deliver impact, you know, but sometimes in different ways. But I think that's one line that you will definitely notice if you're honest. And the same thing by transit. I went to Turkey, and I had Mars. I'm trying to think. I must have had Mars setting there, and transiting Pluto would have been rising there at the time that I was there. And it was not long after the bus and two bombings in London, you know, not that long after 9/11. And so, you know, traveling is always, I mean, you know, more people die in car accidents, you know, within 10 miles of their house. So, you know, getting in any form of vehicle or a mode of transportation is always difficult. But with those, you know, with those particular transits, I was a little concerned about going off by myself to a country where I didn't speak the language, et cetera, although I was with a good friend who lives there. I was visiting there. And so what did the Mars-Pluto turn out to be? Because really not all that much earth-shaking happened. It was very eye-opening and personally transformative for me. But I think I had been asked to come there because I was chair of the NCGR at the time, and about 15 people were graduating on one of the four levels of the NCGR certification program. And I was there, you know, giving out diplomas. And in that sense, you know, Pluto was kind of the power, you know, sort of assuming. It was, I think, it was very early into my term, my first term as chair. And so it was sort of like that first official act of power, you know, that I had. Before that, it was just kind of, well, yeah, I'm the chair, but I didn't really ever do anything, you know, kind of like that. So it was very ceremonial, and it was very And then, you know, on a personal level, you know, it is kind of empowering to make a trip like that, you know, by yourself. For, you know, maybe not for younger people, but for somebody my age. I mean, I know a lot of women, you know, that are from my generation that, you know, don't like to drive at night even, or don't, you know, there's lots of things they don't do. And so, packing some suitcases and checking off to Europe by myself with a computer and luggage and, you know, the whole nine yards, you know, just coming back and saying, wow, I did that, you know, all by myself, was kind of empowering and felt good. But I would say of all the lines, Pluto lines are the ones that, you know, usually they're going to pack some punch. Because to say, well, Venus is always good or Jupiter is always good is not necessarily true. But, you know, again, because there's just nothing that is that I haven't found anything that's like absolutely 100% in my experience that, oh, it always means this. You know, you might find something 95% of the time or 90% of the time, but I just can't even think of one thing that I would say absolutely all the time always means, you know, this or that.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Yeah. Those of you that are listening in, we're joined today by Master Astrologer Madeline Hillis-Deneen. She is doing a workshop this Saturday, October the 4th, 2004, in Las Vegas, Nevada, at Arizona Charlie's Boulder RV Park. The address is 4445 Boulder Highway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. Definitely you want to make your way down there. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it will be on astrophotography. The price is $25 for NCGR members, and non-members is $30. So definitely I behoove you to make your way down there. It's going to be a great workshop. You will not be disappointed. We're going to go to the phone lines now. Area code 30254. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I had a question, and it's having to do with business. I have a lot of projects in the fire, and I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. They're projects that I'm really interested in, and I really want to get them out there. I just launched one, and I just wanted to know what you saw coming for the rest.
Well, we're not doing personal readings today. Yeah, we're not doing personal readings today. Where are you calling from?
From Delaware.
Okay. What you can do is Madeline has a great website. It's called CapeCodAstrologer.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact her personally, and she'll be able to consult you privately about that issue concerning your businesses.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Yeah, it's called Cape Cod, CapeCod Astrologer, CapeCodAstrologer.com. Madeline, you want to give her any more information, your phone number or whatever?
Well, I can always be reached at Astrolabe, which is 1-800-843-6682. That's where I am during the day, and that's a good number to reach me at.
Okay. I will do that then. Thank
you. Okay. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
So, is there another call?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things that I just want to say this real quick. One of the things that I love about Madeline is that I had an opportunity some time ago to get a tape, a lecture she had done on the meridian of the day. And in this lecture, Madeline was basically using examples of the meridian of the day of car accidents and just major events that took place. And I've never, never, in all of the astrology lectures of all of the people I've listened to, all of the tapes I've studied, never heard anybody talk about the meridian of the year. And you were the only person that I ever heard talk about that. I didn't even know what that was until you mentioned it. And I was just totally blown away by that. We could talk a little bit about that, too, a little bit later. But if you're thinking about getting into Uranian astrology, which I believe is one of the greatest assets to astrology, Madeline is definitely somebody you want to contact. We can talk about that later. But what were you going to say?
No, I wasn't going to say anything, but thank you. Those timing tools or those, I'm trying to think what a better word for that would be, but they really work well, and you know, especially you know, that progress meridian of the day really just, you know, gives a general flavor for what the day is going to be like. And I think you know, the listeners would be the formula is the sun plus the progressed or directed midheaven minus the transiting sun. So the transiting sun is the factor that changes and keeps the point moving over the course of the year. And I show in my lecture, only because it just really blew me away, that I have two children, and the both of them were born on days when the progressed meridian of the day was conjunct my moon, and the moon is the mother and the female figure. And I've also been married twice. And the 2 days that I got married, or the progressed meridian of the day was conjunct my natal Jupiter, which rules my seventh house, which is the house of marriage partners. So it's just little things, little techniques that we have in Uranian. Or for instance, if a nice formula for a good day is, or in general, a general formula, sun plus Jupiter minus transiting Jupiter. And then you look for a transiting sun kind of kicking that off. And so you have sort of a symmetrical pattern of a double sun Jupiter, you know, transiting sun Jupiter equaling natal sun Jupiter. And that one works really well. And then when you find that point, you know, you look at what else is going on by transit to sort of, you know, describe it even further beyond that. So it's a good day for what? A good day, to, you know, for starting a lawsuit, or a good day for getting a haircut, or a good day for looking for a job, you know. So you can tell, you know, you can get a lot of layers of information using the kind of work that we do.
What is the formula for the meridian of the year?
So the meridian of the year formula is the directed midheaven plus the directed sun minus the natal sun.
So
plus the directed sun minus the natal sun. And I usually do it for the day of the birthday.
Okay.
You know,
and so you pretty much get a theme for the year.
And you get the theme for the year, yeah.
While we're talking about uranium formulas and planetary pitches, and I've had a number of uraniums on here. One of the things that I want to ask you, it doesn't matter how deep we go. When Gary got here, we went into all kind of stuff. But what I wanted to ask you was in your forecasting, when you're, let's say a person comes to you for a reading and they say, okay, what do you see? Let's say they say, okay, Madeline, what are some of the things that you see happening this year for me? I wanted to know, what are some of the uranium techniques that you use in your forecasting to pinpoint events, or to even just look and see if anything is going to happen, or something that may catch your attention? What are some of the uranium techniques that you would use?
Well, you know, you're going to, obviously look at the transits. And pretty much what I do is look at where, for instance, the outer planet transits, and see what axis they are affecting in the person's chart. I can kind of, they don't move that many degrees. So, you can flip back and forth through the degrees and then also look at what they are picking up in terms of solar arc planets. I had thought of something when you asked that question, and now it went out of my head. So we do that for sure. And then the in a more general way, you can look at the chart of the winter solstice find out where the person fits in. The winter solstice is considered an important chart because it's, all the cardinalinguses, the Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, and Libra, all those four ingresses define, the relationship between the Earth and the Sun, or major turning points. But the winter solstice one is especially important because that's when the Sun starts to move north again. I don't know if you lived in the Southern Hemisphere, if they use the summer solstice chart instead, but the winter solstice chart, because of all of the mythology around it for centuries and centuries, the festivals, Christmas being one of them, but before Christmas, people celebrated the winter solstice. Anyway, it's an important chart for mundane work or work for the whole planet. But then we can see how a person's natal sun and solar arc fits into that chart, and how it will change over the course of a year, and look at the midpoints, and that's a really good tool for a general kind of reading. I also then, usually you can tell from the transits, what a person is going through, what their big issues are going to be. But then mostly where the planetary pictures and the dial work comes in, for me, is in a lot of specific questions. And so, am I going to be able to sell my house this year or get a new job or things along that line? And there are different formulas that we can look at. And so I put the pointer on that formula, and then I look to see if the person's solar arc is picking up either a natal, one of the personal points, pulling in their sun or their moon or the Aries axis, et cetera, or if something is coming by transit to that point. And so I use it, I do that, I do a lot of that, you know, when it comes to specific questions.
I wanted to ask you about the Capricorn ingress. So let's say, for instance, I'm doing the Capricorn ingress, I print out the chart, I throw it on the dial. How exactly are you using it? Are you adding in any transits or natal sun to the Capricorn ingress, or how are you personalizing it?
Well, the Capricorn ingress is, no, you don't put in transits beyond the ingress. I mean, that is the chart. And so what you first do is you put the person's natal sun in, and you read from the dial what you know, I mean, if it's conjunct a planet or what midpoints are it's picking up. And then you would do the same thing with their directed sun as well.
Okay.
And then you could move the directed sun through the chart using in Nova Chart Real Fancy. You would just look at the directed sun's going to move about 1 degree. So you would look at it, what the directed sun is on the solstice, and then you would move the directed sun 1 degree and see what midpoints are picking up. And so 5 minutes a month. So if, you know, if like a half a degree away from the directed sun, you know, another midpoint shows, you would say, well, in 6 months, this is what's going to happen. You know, let's say it's Mars Saturn. So you might find some frustration or whatever in your job, or you might have to be working really, really hard without getting much appreciation, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, because I was trying to really understand how to work with the Capricorn ingress, because, I did it the same way. I just never used a directed sun. I would just pencil in my natal sun, put the dial pointer on the natal sun and read the axis, read the midpoints, look at the quadratures, the 22 and a half, the
right.
And the quarter, and see what fell on the angles. But, you know, now that I'm listening, I can also use the directed sun. Another technique that I learned about the Capricorn ingress from Arlene Kramer was she would put formulas around the Capricorn ingress. So she would just do formulas, like, you know, formulas to move, to get married, to start a new job.
Oh.
And then she would pencil in your sun. And if any of the formulas fell on your natal sun, that event would take place that year.
And oh, what a great idea.
And then what she would do is she would go into the natal chart and then find out when that event would take place.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a really, that's very cool. Arlene is a great astrologer, Arlene Kramer. Yeah, that's a very good idea. I haven't talked to her in a long time. Is she still working? Do you know?
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was, you know, using the Capricorn ingress, you know, looking at just, I don't think you use the solar return, do you? You don't use the solar return.
I'm sorry?
You don't use the solar return, right?
Not as much. No, I don't use the solar returns that much, unless it's like right around the person's birthday. You know,
okay.
Then I might look at the solar return, you know, when I'm doing the reading. But there's so much to do, you know, but I do look at the Capricorn ingress. I look at the astrocartography of that. And another chart to look at the astrocartography of, and that tells a lot. And I don't have any of these in my talk, but I should probably Anthem, but it's the chart of the Mars cycle. I'll look. So what the Mars cycle chart was, this was something Jim did, is when the declination of Mars, the moment it goes, crosses over from south to north, or is that, you know, is that zero, basically, declination, zero,
yeah.
That chart tells a lot about where, you know, wars and difficult places might be.
Okay. And then also, I know you work with the secondary progressive moon as well.
You know what?
Do you put that, huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you had said.
No, I said, I know you work with the secondary progressive moon. Do you use that in the Capricorn? Do you put that in the Capricorn ingress too? Do you look at that?
No, because it's a solar chart. You know, it's a solstice or an ingress chart. It's a solar chart. So I just stick with the person's sun and solar arc. That's why we can use their solar arc, because it's all solar. You know, you might you could it's a technique. You could do it. You would still use the sun and solar arc, though. You would and you could use, like, instead of the Capricorn ingress, you could look at, like, you know, the Uranus Pluto squares that we're having, you know, each one of them, and then put the person's sun in that kind of chart. So it could be used for any fixed chart. It's just that we most often do it with the Capricorn ingress. But no, I would not put the moon in, only because that's more about an emotional thing. Like, you know, in terms of events and will the person move, or will the person get married, or whatever. The moon might be why they wish they could, but it might not produce an event. So it's the solar stuff that will actually deliver events a little bit more reliably than lunar.
Okay. Once again, those of you that are listening, we have with us Madeline Deneen. And she's going to be doing a lecture this weekend. So those of you that are in the Las Vegas area, feel free to come. It's Saturday, October the 4th, 2014, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Arizona Charlie's Boulder RV Park, 4545 Boulder Highway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. Also, Madeline, tell us a little bit about your website. And I know you have a lot of DVDs and different things that you offer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, the Astrolabe website? Yeah. I sell, I have DVDs on how to use our solar fire program. And also I have a DVD called Secrets of a Locality Astrologer, which is, I did it a while ago, so it's, it doesn't have too much of the new material that'll be in the workshop on Saturday, but it's very it's pretty much my workshop, but on a DVD, you know. Also I'll be teaching with Karen McCauley an astrocartography course for Kepler College. And that's kepler.edu. And there's Bruce Schofield is doing a basic course in symmetrical astrology. A lot of this information, if people go to the Astrolabe website, which is www.alabe.com, And across the top, there's a menu that menu bar, and one of them says About Astrology. And then under the About Astrology link, there's an events link. And if they click on events, everything that, you know, Gary and I are doing, as well as other people that do symmetrical, like Bruce and this woman, Kate Petty, all of our events are listed there. And so I don't know if there's anybody listening from Seattle, but I'm doing in Seattle next weekend, the I guess it's the 9th, a week from today, I do an astrocartography lecture, that new one that I mentioned on the astrocartography of the presidents. And then on Friday, I'm doing a workshop for a lot of the symmetrical astrologers there on using the Nova Chart Reels program. And then Saturday, I'm doing the same astrocartography workshop that I'm doing in Las Vegas this Saturday. So I'd be happy
great.
To see you. Yeah, very well. The you know, we were out here for a conference in Arizona.
How was the ISO?
Oh, it was great. It was really, it was a lot of fun. It was well attended. I didn't get to many lectures because I was in the trade show. I should say I didn't get to any lectures. I was in the trade show working. But it was a really good conference. The resort was beautiful. It was a beautiful location. And the weather was great, except for one day there was a horrendous rain. But yeah, it was a good conference. A lot of young people, which was nice. And they were there's in the Association for Young Astrologers. Which I'm sure you could Google them. I don't know their website name, but they have started publishing a journal again. And so their journal, or I shouldn't say again, but for the first time. So there's a new journal with a youthful perspective.
Serve up some summertime fun with a little help from your friendly neighborhood Albertsons. You'll find great deals on all the favorites that make summer just better. For delicious cookouts, pick up USDA Choice Beef Boneless Petite Sirloin Steaks. Buy one, get three free, limit one reward. And Coke, Pepsi, or 7-Up, 12 packs of 12-ounce cans, select varieties, are three for $10 when you buy three, limit one reward. Tastier meats, sweeter deals, better summers. Albertsons, it's just better. Serve up some summertime fun with a little help from your friendly neighborhood Albertsons. You'll find great deals on all the favorites that make summer just better. For delicious cookouts, pick up USDA Choice Beef Boneless Petite Sirloin Steaks. Buy one, get three free, limit one reward. And Coke, Pepsi, or 7-Up, 12 packs of 12-ounce cans, select varieties, are three for $10 when you buy three, limit one reward. Tastier meats, sweeter deals, better summers. Albertsons, it's just better.